Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson with the latest Radio Today news, published on Friday the 15th of September 2017. And we start with the news that the award-winning Gem 106 breakfast duo Sam and Amy are leaving the East Midlands and going national as they join Virgin Radio UK from the 2nd of October. They'll replace Edith Bowman, who leaves Virgin after 18 months on the station.
Some news for you this morning, and I wanted to share it with you first before everybody else knows. I'm leaving. When we launched Virgin Radio 18 months ago, incredibly excited about the journey that we were about to take and with the show in particular and what we wanted to create. But things change and it is time for me to leave. Over the past 18 months, I have had the most fantastic time with you and the show and our guests and the people that I've worked with, the team and everyone who's helped make the show the success that it is. Mick, Bish, Josie, Katie, Jane, Steph, Liam. Thank you all for your amazing hard work, laughs and support and coffee. I can't thank you enough. So my last show is going to be Friday the 29th of September. So you've got me for the next 2 weeks. Do with me what you will. I wish the new team all the best of luck and they come to the most wonderful, attentive, fun and sprightly bunch of listeners. Meanwhile, I've got a long list of stuff that I want to do, exciting projects I'm going to try and pursue, plans being hatched as we speak. It's all very exciting. But I want to thank you guys for your ears, for your support, for your loyalty and for your inclusion and being part of this show. So yeah, there you have it. 29th of September, my last show, the Virgin Radio Breakfast Show.
Meanwhile, taking over from Sam and Amy at Gem are Bauer colleagues Joe and Sparky, who moved from Free Radio Breakfast in Wolverhampton and Shropshire. Gary Steen is heading back to Bauer as Group Programming Director for the group's City Network. He recently announced his departure from Heart London, where he's been managing editor for the last 4 years. Nominations are out for this year's Frank Gillard Awards, celebrating the best of BBC local radio. Station of the Year between Radio Derby, Radio Merseyside and BBC Wiltshire. While up for Best Breakfast Show are Liz Green from Radio Leeds, Vanessa Feltz from Radio London and Ben Prater from BBC Wiltshire. You can see the full list of nominees at radiotoday.co.uk. Winners going to be announced in Leicester on the 8th of November. This year's 30 Under 30 list from the Radio Academy has been released this week as well. The 30 rising stars will be invited on stage at the Arias in Leeds next month. Again, you can see the full list on the Radio Today website. Emperor Roscoe is back on air this week with a digital pop-up station and live OBs from various places across the country.
Blast Pirate FM on DAB Digital Radio and online in London, Bournemouth, Norwich, Liverpool, Edinburgh, the world. Broadcasting for Remember a Charity in your Will Week. Find out more at rememberacharity.org.uk.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Bitterfield Market in the heart of London Town, we are laying down a pound of sound. This is the Emperor Roscoe. I'll be with you for the next 3 hours, right here in the heart of the kingdom. Hit it!
R-O-S-K-O.
We're off and running, setting precedent. Setting history, making it happen.
The return of Roscoe. Talk Radio's in trouble with Ofcom for a Sunday afternoon repeat of a caller to its late night phone-in. The station's been found in breach of the broadcast code for the repeat, but the regulator ruled that the original late night call to Ian Lee, which was from a man claiming to be a stalker, wasn't a problem. Bauer has announced details of next month's schedule changes at Absolute Radio. New signing Dave Berry is going to be joined at home time by Matt Dyson. He moves from The Breakfast Show. Meanwhile, Danielle Perry will take over evenings and Pete Donaldson will be on weeknights from 10. Belfast station Q Radio has unveiled its new £600,000 studios in the city's Fountain Centre. They were officially opened this week by Tony Blackburn. The five stations in the Anglian Radio Group are now sharing all programmes. Rob Chandler's Breakfast Show has been extended to Town 102 and Dream 100, as well as being on Radio Norwich, North Norfolk Radio and The Beach since the start of the year. From 10 o'clock in the mornings, it's Kevin Ford, and then Chris Marston returns to the group for the 3 till 7 weekday slot. Time now for our Moyles Moment of the Week on the Radio Today News podcast. And Chris and the team this week had a bit of a size issue with some promotional items ordered for the show.
We have had old-fashioned car stickers made.
Brilliant.
Well,
So there is a little bit of an issue with the car stickers.
Well, I know what the issue is when you show them.
Do you think,
Pippa? Pippa, you have physically moved your body away from James.
Me and you sent loads of designs to each other.
Yeah.
And then we agreed on like a size. We folded it in bits of paper, and we agreed on 21 centimeters by 8 centimeters.
Right.
Instead of centimeters, you know they say big is better.
Don't say inches.
Inches.
No,
oh,
shut
what?
Up. No, don't be a moron. Don't. It's the size of the back window of a car!
This is too big.
What are we going to do with them? They're huge!
People will see it.
It's the same if you turn on lengthways. It's the same size as Warwick Davis.
Oh, James, come on. This is terrible.
What are we going to do with them?
Coaches.
So we're the only radio show in the world who have made coach stickers to promote...
Yes,
look on car stickers. We've made coach stickers.
Buses.
I see buses. I do. I see you on a bus heading to Absolute Radio.
And finally, as Radio 1's 50th birthday gets ever closer, this week on the Radio Today programme podcast, I've been chatting to Andy Peebles about his 13 years at the nation's favourite.
I remember going home to my flat in North London and actually standing in the lounge while I sat down on the sofa, and I kept saying to myself, you are going to interview John Lennon. What do you think? I mean, I was talking out loud. So you can imagine when they didn't turn up, on the Saturday at 12 midday, as they told us they would, and we had to wait till 10 to 6 in the evening, my stomach was just a turmoil. I mean, butterflies.
Also in this week's edition, guest newsreader Rod McKenzie and some great Newsbeat archive clips in David Lloyd's Radio Moments. You can have a listen at radiotoday.co.uk/podcast. I'm Stuart Clarkson, and that was this week's Radio Today News.